A Christmas tree at Local Pieces Art Gallery in Fergus is not adorned with your typical holiday ornaments. It is decorated with colorful art pieces, all handmade by local artists. For the last 2 years, our artists do one-of-a-kind Christmas tree ornaments in their media. So, they are one-of-a-kind. It's been a good little tradition, said Local Pieces Art Gallery manager, Tony DeLuca. Putting an ornament on a tree, it adds to the overall piece. Since 2021, Local Pieces Gallery, located at 126th Street Andrew Street, has offered fine art to functional pieces aimed to help support local artists, creators, makers and crafters. The goal is to become a sought-after resource in the community by showcasing original artwork in the walk-in gallery or online. Local Pieces also offers art space to teach and learn. On Thursday nights, we hold art classes. We get together and stay open late, DeLuca said. Anyone can take part. It's $10 a night and I have the supplies. The modeling class is currently building Santa's Village, but with a twist. It's a medieval Santa's Village. It could, maybe, be used for the medieval fair. So, it's more useful than a Victorian town. Although, a downtown replica of Fergus would be fun too, DeLuca said. This is super fun to make. I'll add some lights. And they come apart so you can put miniatures in them. And then they can always be used for Dungeons and Dragons and that kind of stuff later. DeLuca is a goldsmith by trade, as well as an artist, teacher and writer. The owner and creator of About Face Jewelry, he works primarily in gold, silver and other precious materials. He is internationally known for cuttlefish bone casting. This is carving in reverse into a cuttlefish bone. I have written the only book on the technique. It is why I get to teach internationally. I have taught in the US, Wales, and across Ontario, DeLuca said. I also teach first-year students at Georgian College. And I run a postgraduate mentorship program for young jewelers, DeLuca said. DeLuca believes that, often, there is a disconnect between graduating students, the skills they have acquired and their confidence levels. They may have the skills, but they don't have the confidence. If they can't get jobs in their field, they can't increase their skills, DeLuca said. So, I opened up the studio where they can pay a minimal fee and get to be here 8 days a month, which still allows them time to work somewhere else to pay the bills. DeLuca, once a Harbourfront Toronto resident, said students need more opportunities to build their body of work outside of school. The biggest problem for me was that in Toronto, students had to be in the studio for 36 hours a week, and then you had to have a job too, DeLuca said. With my mentorship program, students are with me 1 day a week, and here by themselves, 1 day a week. Hopefully, at the end of their time here, they will have more confidence and help them succeed in the jewelry field. DeLuca is also the organizer of the annual Fergus Steampunk Festival. The steampunk festival is growing. We are always coming up with new ideas. Every year, the festival does an emerging artists booth that's sponsored. If Georgian College sponsored that booth on behalf of the jewelry students, it would be amazing and it would give them an opportunity to do a group show, DeLuca said. It's a win-win-win. DeLuca has lived in Fergus and been a dedicated community volunteer for the last 20 years. We had kids, and then we didn't want to be in Toronto anymore. That's what brought us to Fergus. My son has 900-plus volunteer hours because of my involvement downtown with various festivals, he said. We looked at different places. Fergus and Allura were selling handmade items. It wasn't all imported. We moved here because the community supported handmade goods, not imported goods. That was a main reason. DeLuca says, at Local Pieces Art Gallery, it's always been about supporting local. This started out of a want for a location to do a Christmas show. We reached out, we rented the space, and that's kind of how it got started, he said. Now, we represent about 35 artists in different mediums. And we don't just do wall art. We look for high-end craftspeople, people who make crafts that are art. And there is nothing in here that is imported. That's important. For artists, the gallery operates somewhat like a co-op where they pay a membership fee to have their work displayed. Local authors are also supported through book launches at the gallery. "We host authors because they really are part of the arts too," De Luca said. "We do our best. I am passionate about this, but will it always be enough? Right now, has the impact that it has because of those who donate so much of their time."